The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That is the brilliant Al Di Meola on guitar right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 8:06 on AM 970. The Answer, great to have you with us on this Friday, December 10th, rolling into Christmas and wishing you the best for Hanukkah and the holidays as we go into 2022. Thank goodness. New York State Senator Rob Wirt is the man. He represents New York 62nd District. Hey, Rob, Senator, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Joe, and same to your listeners.
So, Senator Ort, what do we do about this 800,000 non-citizens, 800,000 allowed not to vote in New York City? What does that mean for the rest of the state, sir? Hello? 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 Is this on? Yeah, what happened? That's it, guys? That's it? Hello?
Good second.
What have we got? I swear to goodness gracious, I have to tell you something. Nothing works in America now. Do you ever notice that? Because I believe it's all made in communist China. The interworkings of this radio show, this microphone that I'm speaking from, me trying to order ShopRite. In the middle of the show, I'm trying to get my ShopRite order so I get it on time. The ShopRite website just isn't quick enough because, God forbid, they should do something that's quick. It's like I am so frustrated, and technically, the more intricate the technology is, the more difficult it is, and the more mistakes we have. Let's try. Do we have Rob back? Rob, you there?
I am, Joe. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We're so used to it. My goodness gracious. We got to bring manufacturing back to New York State. You know that. It shouldn't be made offshore and elsewhere because nothing's made with quality anymore. That's Piscopo talking, not Senator Ort. But it would be great, I think, to do that. Tell us about all these non-citizens now voting, Senator Ort. What does that mean for New York State itself?
Well, I think so. First, it's terrible for New York City specifically on this one because it's limited to the city as of right now, right? But we know who runs New York State, and it's at this point predominantly the Senate and Assembly Democrats from New York City. And there's no question in my mind, and I believe there's already legislation proposed to do this. No question they want to do what they just did in New York City. The city council passed. As you have talked about, 800,000 non-U.S. citizens being able to select who runs the city, who's the mayor, who's on the city council, being able to vote. Now, I don't think that – I know this is not constitutional. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but yeah. It doesn't take a constitutional scholar to know that our Constitution forbids this, and I believe this will not stand up in court. This will be challenged. There will be a lawsuit. No doubt about it, and this will fail. But the point is, this is what, Democrats at the city council, not in the city, Joe, they removed the statue of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
And they passed this law within the same, 2 weeks. It just shows a real disdain for America, for our institutions, for our history, for our laws. And I think that is the takeaway at this point. I don't think it's going to hold up in court, but this is the direction the Democrats want to go in.
Yeah, who votes for these people? We can't understand it because you know that. And walk me through this, Senator Ort. When you're walking down the city now, you're with your kids, or you're walking down New York City now, I always look over my shoulder. I have a habit now that I do when I hear someone coming up to me. I will step to the right or left, wherever I am, step away, and just kind of look beyond, just to, not to make it obvious, but just to get out of the in harm's way, because you don't know what's going to happen. Again, I saw somebody, and I feel so bad for these people on the streets, knowing the Democrats are not addressing it yet. But like everybody keeps saying to me, Joe, you're voting them in. I'm not voting them in, but someone's voting these people in. Don't these people see front and center how they're killing New York? I mean, I mean, it's a rhetorical question, I guess, Senator, but give us your thoughts on that, please. We don't understand why people vote the way they do.
Well, I think, I wish I had a crystal ball on that. I mean, certainly where I am and in certain parts of the state, they're not getting voted in. And I think what you saw a couple weeks ago on election night down in Long Island, you had two big district attorney races in Nassau and Suffolk, where both Democrats lost, an incumbent and a challenger. In Nassau, it was one of my colleagues, Senator Todd Kominsky. He was one of the authors of bail reform. That was the signature issue in both of those races.
Yeah.
And both the Republicans won, like, by wide margins. They blew the Democrats out. And and the county executive in Nassau lost. The Republicans took the legislature in Suffolk. I think there is, at this point, sometimes it takes a few years for the general public to sort of connect things or put things together. Yeah. But I think people are starting to say, you know what, we've gone a little too far on this criminal justice, soft on crime, letting people out, you know, assaults, murders, robberies. I don't want to walk around in fear when I'm with my family, whether I'm in New York City or Nassau County or wherever I am in New York State, Buffalo. I want to feel safe. And we can't have a prosperous state if people don't feel safe. And I think people are starting to wake up and recognize that and vote accordingly.
Yeah, well said. That was very, very eloquent, Senator, and right on the money. I think you're absolutely right. And God willing, people will vote exactly like that. You think, let's put Lee Zeldin up against Kathy Hochul. You think they'll see the light in that regard as well, sir?
You know, I do. I think there's a lot of, Kathy Hochul, obviously, with Tish James bowing out.
Yeah,
I think and anyone that, you know, should read into that. All they should read into that is that Tish James didn't think she could win. Bottom line, no one runs for governor and drops out if they think they can win. They don't. They drop out because they think they, for whatever reason, they come to some conclusion that they can't win. I don't know the details of that, but, you know, Kathy Hochul will still have a primary. She's got Jumaane Williams, Tom Suozzi, maybe Bill de Blasio, which I know a lot of people in the city laugh at, but, you know, if he jumps in, I'm sure there's at least 10 people or something that will vote for him. So, the bottom line is she's still got to get to the primary, but I think Lee is, he's running a terrific campaign. He's building a lot of momentum, and there's going to be, that's going to be a very, very important election for the future of the state of New York.
Yeah, tell us before we're talking with Senator Rob Ort, kind enough to join us. The 62nd that you represent, sir, that's way up there. Tell us about that district. More and more people listen now around the country. They stream the show, you know. So we got everybody from around the country, all over and around the world as well. It's really cool. It's how that happens, you know. And we're very honored by that, by the way. But they don't know New York State. If I have one more friend that says I'm going upstate to New York, they go to New York State. I feel bad because I should go up. I should visit. I should see because it's really glorious up there. Yes.
It certainly is. And I think, to your point, I mean, a lot of people, when you say New York, everybody thinks of New York City, right? A lot of people, if you're not from New York, you don't realize how huge New York State is and how diverse and not just ethnically, but geographically. I'll have people, I laugh, they'll say, I'm going upstate, and they go to, like, Saratoga. You know, but for me, like, upstate, I'm upstate, right? I'm Western New York, which is, you know, I'm 25 minutes from Canada.
Wow, cool.
We haven't gone there a whole lot recently, all the border nonsense, but, you know, I'm 3 hours from Cleveland. I'm an hour and a half from Toronto. So for where I live, I'm almost closer to parts that aren't in New York. We're almost like a Midwestern region as opposed to like an East Coast region. So it does make for a very unique sort of experience for people from the city or from New Jersey or whatever. but it's a beautiful area. You know, and contrary to what your listeners may be thinking, there is very little snow on the ground right now, and it's about 46 today. So,
wow,
you know what I mean?
Go.
So,
yeah, yeah. Hey, Bob, is that where is Niagara Falls? You're in Niagara County. That's your district as well, right? Is that Niagara Falls right there?
Correct. Yep, I represent Niagara Falls. Very privileged to do so.
Well, you know, because I played a casino. There was I would play in Niagara. There's a casino there, and then I would go across. Jump right across to Fallsview, the casino in Toronto, right outside of in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. It is beautiful up there. I love that, man. That's America, my brother. That's America. Listen,
I could not agree more.
You know, so listen, we appreciate you jumping on with us, Rob, and appreciate it speaking on behalf of the great citizens of the 62nd District. Keep up the great work, Senator, and please, you're welcome here anytime, sir.
Thank you, Joe, and I wish you and your listeners a Merry Christmas, happy holiday season.
Merry Christmas, Rob. Thanks, man. Thanks so much. New York State Senator Rob Ward. I got to tell you, I went up there once. I remember just as I was talking to the senator, I just started thinking about that because Lord knows I played everywhere. I went up. And I went to, and I played a casino on the American side, and it must have been right in Rob's district there, a beautiful casino. We played it, and then I had to go, I was with Vinnie Falcone, the late great Vincent Falcone. We had the whole band with us, and I remember we went and looked, and it was cold, that it was winter time, so it was cold, so I think, and then we got to see the falls, and then we played a casino called Fallsview, which was great. It was right there in Canada. Just beautiful
country. The town Felsenfels?
Felsenfels. That's the town next door, man. I've been everywhere. You know what I should do? And I should have kept it everywhere I've been. I should keep a journal. I have pictures of it all, you know. I always take, you know me, I drive everybody crazy with the pictures, taking a shot, taking a selfie. I drive my kids absolutely nuts. I always do it. Go selfie. All right, Dad's going to get the picture. Come on, here we go. Up there, we had a great time up there. I never forget that. And those the folks up there are great. And Rob's absolutely right. It ain't nothing like New York, with respect to New York, but they don't vote in the wrong way. In the wrong way, the way they've been doing it the last few years.
You know what?
In New York City, man.
You know, Mayor Dumbell, who's leaving office in a couple of weeks, he said it best about this law that the city council passed. He's like, it devalues citizenship. What's the impetus for these 800,000 people now to go out and become a citizen if they can vote in city elections? Now, again, they can't vote in the state elections. They can't vote in federal elections. But what's the impetus to go and become a citizen if they can vote locally? There is none. I mean, the fact that, you know, Comrade de Blasio could say that, remarkable.
You know what's interesting, though, about that, about allowing non-citizens to vote? They do it none of the initiatives of the Democratic Party now, stay with me on this, have anything to do with helping people out, to making lives better for people.
Right.
It's nothing. Not in Washington, not in New York City. It's all to get more votes. The border is open in the United States. The southern border of the United States is open for one reason, for votes for the Democrats. That's all it is.
Right.
And everybody's got to call it for what it is. It has nothing to do. There's a humanitarian crisis there. My heart goes out to the people trying to come over. I don't forget how tough it was for the Italian Americans and the Jewish Americans and the Chinese Americans and the Black Americans who came here and the Greek Americans and everybody else who came over here. The struggle. Look at those. Sometimes I see pictures online and Facebook. They go, Little Italy, you know, 1900. And it was horrible. It was horrible. And we were guineas and dagos and wops and we were prejudiced against. Nobody complained. We fought hard and we muscled our way into America because we love this country so much. To give it away is so disrespectful, and it's not for their own good. It's not for those citizens, the non-citizens' own good. It's for more votes. It's an ulterior motive. Special interests are running our lives, and that's why it's so important that we step up, and I applaud you for having enough guts to do it. It's 8:19 right now, and you know, we're going to take a break, and we're going to take your phone calls if we can at 877-970-2999. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. Carolyn Palmer is going to come up this hour. Next hour, Greg Jarrett, Congressman Steve Scalise. Hey, it's Friday. Hey, yay, it's Friday. 20 after 8 o'clock, Brandi Scott is on the road for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
still want to avoid Montague Street in Brooklyn Heights, we've got an active building fire over by Hicks Street. Smoke can be seen on the Manhattan side of the East River. Bumper to bumper on the inbound Gowanus approaching the BQE from Fort Hamilton Parkway. Westbound BQE, some heavy slowdowns heading over to the Brooklyn Bridge from Queens Boulevard. Looks like a crash on the Grand Central eastbound right after the Clearview. Traffic is stopped at Utopia Parkway. Watch out for a hit on the FDR northbound right before Gracie Mansion. That is you hitting the brakes from the 59th Street Bridge. Some extra volume on the Cross Bronx westbound approaching Webster Avenue from the Bruckner. After that, just some minor delays heading over to the outbound George. Inbound side in great shape. You've got no delays on both the upper and lower decks heading into the tolls. Inbound Lincoln will run you about 10 minutes over at the inbound Holland, 15 to 20. Alternate side in effect today. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, a high of 45 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees another knee-jerk reaction.
It's coming. Get ready for Omicron. It's on its way. Now, we're going to be okay. But Biden said, no, don't panic. It's all right. It's okay. We just have to be diligent. We're going to lock down because the lockdowns have gone real well, haven't they, in 2020 and 2021? It's all gone splendidly. It's all gone so well.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio with chamomile, passion flower, and lemon balm. Your morning team. Hi. Hi. I love those names. Hi, how are you? Do you calm down when I think about chamomile. Does it not make you feel just hearing that? How about passion flower? How about that? How about lemon balm? That creates a sense of calm. Well, that's what you get with Tranquil TX, this delicious liquid beverage enhancer. And it's made with chamomile, made with passion flower, made with lemon balm. And it gives you, it just takes the stress away. You know, it's got all the great benefits without the sugars and the carbs. Like Tranquil TX has zero carbs, zero sugars, zero alcohol, please, and just 2 calories per serving. It's really cool. You got to try Tranquil TX. Now, at suggested retail price, you can get the second bottle for free. If you buy one bottle of Tranquil TX, you double up, get 4 bottles, you get free shipping. And I keep telling you, the cutting edge of wellness, of health, is Invite Health. Everybody knows about Invite Health. It's really a cut above so many others in the industry. And I invite you to call 800-694-2345, 800-694-2345. And don't forget to ask about the other herbal tinctures, right? Like Blue Granite TX and Green TTX. We are on a mission on the show to keep you healthy, keep us all healthy. We're trying. We are trying. So try the Tranquil TX from Invite Health, 800-694-2345. Get healthy, stay healthy with Invite Health.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Pelikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
I was in Hawaii during Christmas time, pre-Christmas. We were doing, I forget, I was there with my gal pal Pamela back in the day. Oh, yeah. And we had the best time in Hawaii. And it was Christmas time, and it was very, very festive. And then I remember I was in Los Angeles close to Christmas early on. This was 20-something years ago and more. And I said, nah, how do you be in L.A. in Christmas time? And L.A. is so festive in Christmas time. It really is. And it's very, very festive and nice. You know, you wouldn't think it, you know?
They not do that like big Christmas parade every year, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's very festive. I was very, very happy about that. But nothing like New York. New York is new. Now Al is apparently we got a
fat.
Second here before we break.
Very
down.
Fat, large, morbidly obese.
I said Kara is so great. No, and forgive me, Al. This is a joke. Please, it's a joke. So Kara sent me some stills from Fox and Friends yesterday to post late last night. Sure. Late was like 8:30, whatever it was for us. and she put together a montage. I said great, and we posted it already. But I said, oh, here, let me cut it back. They put the mic pack in the back, and it was on my left side.
Right.
I look I got. I said, please. I look like Al in this picture.
Wow. You know. I mean, see, here's where I'm insulted. My fatness is gut forward. It's not rear end behind. Yeah. It's not behind me. It's
you're
in front of me.
You're not fat. You look great.
No,
stop
no,
it.
I'm
just,
very
like,
fat.
Your
no, 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 no. I was reading a thing yesterday. The reason why COVID right now is killing a lot of people,
obesity.
They're killing fat people. Yeah. It feeds off of fat. So what? That's not funny. I'm fat.
But it sounds like a
Al
diet.
Could never be a politician. You know, no. COVID feeds off of fat.
Fat,
and
that's
you're
that's
fat.
Exactly how I would say it. That's exactly how I'd say it. I'd scare people. I'd be like, listen, get the shot because it feeds off of fat. You. I'd point to somebody in a crowd who's fat. You got your shot? No? You better get it. You're fat. That's exactly what Well, the best was one day. I kid you not. My one of my best friends, we worked in a liquor store years ago. A woman comes
that
in
worked out
and
well,
she's
huh?
asking, well, yeah, but, you know, yeah. Anyway, so this woman comes in, it's summertime, this woman comes in and she's buying a bottle of something. I think it was a bottle of whiskey. I don't remember. And he turns to her. Now, my friend is completely oblivious to signs and, you know, this and that, whatever. And he says to the woman, he goes, you know, I don't know if you should be buying that because, you know, you're pregnant, you know, the baby, you know, whatever. And she goes, I'm not pregnant. I'm fat. And I just looked at him and just started laughing.
You never make that assumption.
Like, why would you even say that to somebody? Who cares what they're buying it for? Like,
maybe they're buying it for someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God. Only
she was like, I'm fat. I'm not pregnant. How dare you?
She
was angry.
Fat, she said?
She did. She goes, I'm not pregnant. I'm fat.
And what a beautiful baby it's going to be.
And no, I mean, it wasn't like you couldn't tell that this woman was overweight, but I'm like, why would you even assume that she was pregnant?
Well, Alan, speaking of which, he's...
fat people. Good. No, I'm not pregnant. That's for sure.
Off the air. Al goes, I'm going down to Smithville, which is a beautiful little town in South Jersey by Tom's River.
Yeah.
And because I heard, I'm going to a place, the Smithville Inn, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. In Epstein.
Because Al said they have the best chicken pot pie in New Jersey.
Well, I didn't say it. The girl who's been cutting my hair for 30 years told us that's the best chicken pot pie in New Jersey. And
how
so the fat guy in me says,
because
we were talking about food, because I'm fat. That's all I can talk about. And so she mentioned this, and I said to my wife, I said, well, it looks like we got to go for a road trip for chicken pot pie. No, the other people, they go for road trips, they, you know, buy things, do stuff, look at scenery. Me, I'm looking to shove things in my mouth.
You know, I've been out of a relationship for so long. What do you talk about for 2 hours?
I don't talk to my wife in the car. I listen to music or I tell her not to talk. No, I'm kidding. kidding. I'm kidding. Could you imagine? Hey, stop talking. She'd punch me in the face.
You yell for 2 hours.
That's it. 2 hours straight. I can't believe we're going pop pie. Better be good. Better not be wasting my time. What do you mean the dress code's business casual? I'm eating. I got to eat like a gavone. I got to get dressed up to eat.
You'd stop by the rest stop. I'm hungry now.
Where's this John Bon Jovi guy? Where's Joe Piscopo? Huh? What's going on here? I want to sing Sinatra. Living on a prayer.
I saw the Monmouth rest stop. It does not have a name, Governor Murphy. Just saying.
No, if they Jack didn't name won, that, didn't
if
they?
If Jack won, I would have that rest stop. I have a rest stop around. You know?
Wait, wasn't the Monmouth one supposed to be the Springsteen one, right?
Maybe, yeah. But the Bon Jovi one's really cool. But, yeah, you know how dumb I am? And don't answer that question. It's a rhetorical question again. Mm. But they said to me, and my buddies at the Hall of Fame said, I got to get photos, and I never get photos because they have pictures of everybody from New Jersey.
I have 9,000 photos on your phone. You can't send them
a few? But you can't get the – it doesn't have the too many pixels in it. You got to get
the resolution.
I'm so sick of it. Put the picture up there and stop.
Well, send them
already.
The one with you with the mic pack. How's that? Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Wait. Joe. Let Al come full circle, Joe, because that was very smart. Thank you. That mic pack, it's on my left side, and I should have put it
on the
right
side. Looks like you got a cyst.
And I looked,
you're going
I looked,
to Dr. Pimple Popper? I mean, come on.
I look like, whoa, look at that blood.
I just watched Dr. Pimple Popper the other night. The guy, I'm not kidding you. He's wearing a hat. I'm fascinated by this show.
No.
But no, she's a genius. But this guy shows up. He doesn't want to show her where this and he's wearing a baseball cap. He takes the baseball cap off. I'm not kidding you. It's a golf ball in the center of his head. It looks like he's from another planet.
Joe, now you jump in, Joe.
Thank
now you.
So
jump
what
in quickly,
I wanted,
quickly.
What I wanted to say, Joe,
yes,
was that you should have Carolyn Palmer make a statue of you and put it in your hometown. Sans Mike Pack. Sans Mike Pack. But when are we going to get a Joe Piscopo bronze statue? Not the one by the Scary Lucy person.
Right.
You want the one by Carolyn Palmer.
Yeah, if you want a statue done wrong, hire that other woman.
I think that was a man who made that one.
Oh, well, all right. Could be even better.
We'll have to. No, Carolyn did such a great job
she
with
did.
The Frank Sinatra Amazing. Statue.
Yes, she did.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a big event in Hoboken. That's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Hey, let's take a break.
No
and then,
chicken pot pie there.
Getting
hungry now.
That's like, where'd Al go?
Joe Sibilia, he brings in every day, he's bringing in a bag of mandarins.
Yeah, this
not
is my
one
new thing.
There's like 72
people,
mandarins in this bag.
You mean,
and he's
people,
them.
You mean people from like China?
No. Oranges. People.
That's terrible. Yeah.
He's and 800,000 non-citizens.
Mandarin oranges.
Are they non-voting citizens?
He's
non-voting
like
citizens
scurvy.
Are
oranges,
they're in the studio.
Oranges.
They're walking in the citizen. Are they?
Oh, by the way, speaking of which, the De Blasio, vaccine mandate, right? In 2 weeks, you know, he's talking about how you walk into a building, you're going to get checked, and this, and that, whatever. I come into this building this morning. I swear to you, I'm not kidding. Now, I don't know how it's supposed to be implemented, if the security guard has to check your ID card or if it's when you get in here. But if it's the security guard that has to check my vaccination status, this guy, not only was he asleep, he was leaned back, mouth open, and snoring to beat the band. I picked up the newspapers. I walked past them. I got in the elevator. Nothing. Nothing.
No, but really,
out
there's
cold.
There's cameras. We don't want to tell. There's no security.
I want to get people.
But there's
fired.
Cameras. He's sleeping. How do they not see it? How do they not see
man.
It?
Oh man.
Maybe he just finished eating all that pot pie.
No. Or your oranges.
You know, but let's. We're going to take a break and make some way for Carolyn Palmer. You want to hear about this Frank Sinatra statue? By the way, next hour, Greg Jarrett's going to get into all the. What's happened? What happens with Jussie Smollett? What happens with that? Jussie Smollett, as Dave Chappelle said. And Congressman Steve Scalise, he was at that Bob Dole ceremony, and they're putting Bob Dole to rest at 11 o'clock this morning. But Congressman Scalise was down in Washington yesterday, and we'll talk to the good congressman about that. Right now, Al's in the newsroom, and he's
chomping at the bit.
It's for some pot pie. And that's 8:34 right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattula with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Good luck getting a deal on a New York City rental now. A year ago, before the COVID vaccine was available, landlords were offering amazing deals for anyone who would rent their apartments. But fast forward to today, and it's very hard to even get a good, even find a good place that's available. Rental prices across the five boroughs are up 31% over the same time last year, though they have not returned to pre-pandemic rates yet. The numbers have spiked as New Yorkers have returned, feeling that the city is safe again. Real estate agents say there are some good deals to be found still on the Upper East Side and in Astoria, Queens. A child is reportedly dead in an early morning house fire in New Jersey. WABC-TV reporting multiple residents were reported trapped and had to be rescued when flames engulfed the home on Eastern Avenue in Somerville. The blaze began just after 2 this morning, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. In sports, the Islanders have dropped 12 of their last 13, this time to the Predators 4-3, as you heard here on The Answer last night. Seton Hall, the upset victory over the Texas Longhorns 64-60, and the top team in the country went down again for the third straight week. Ron Harper Jr., the son of former NBA guard Ron Harper, nailed a shot just inside half court at the buzzer, lifting Rutgers past number one ranked Purdue 70-68 in Piscataway. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Starting out in New Jersey, it's a slow crawl on Route 17 southbound in Paramus, approaching the Garden State Parkway. Accident by Century Road, taking out the right lane. Heading inbound across the Hudson River, the way to go, the George and the Lincoln. No delays at all heading into the toll plazas. Over at the inbound Holland, that'll cost you about 15 to 20 from both approaches. Slow go on the Cross Bronx eastbound, approaching Webster Avenue from the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Some pockets of volume on the Deegan northbound heading up to the Cross Bronx from the Triborough. Heavy ride getting across the East River at the Triborough Bridge using the Manhattan leg. Still want to stay away from Montague Street in Brooklyn Heights. Active building fire out there over by Hicks Street. Heavy ride on the inbound Gowanus approaching the BQE from Fort Hamilton Parkway. Staten Island Expressway looking good heading over to the inbound Verrazano from the West Shore. Mix of sun and clouds later this afternoon, a high of 45 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Fever, COVID, or flu? Call your medical provider. Make sure you use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Backed by science, it's the accurate thermometer you need. Be vigilant with Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
So born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. To mark 20 years since 9/11, the foundation's chairman and CEO, our friend Frank Siller, connected where America was attacked on foot. He walked 537 miles from the Pentagon to Shanksville to downtown Manhattan. It was so moving when Frank retraced his brother Stephen's footsteps. It was monumental. And now, thanks to your support, Towers of Light returned, by the way, to the Pentagon and Shanksville Memorials. And for the first time, our country recognized the people we lost to 9/11-related illness through the foundation's name-reading ceremony. And in another first, those lost in the War on Terror had their names read aloud. The ceremony is now the newest Tunnel to Towers annual tradition. Now, foundation is bringing hope to heroes and their families, giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. Honor our vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask at t2t.org. It's T and then the number 2 and then T.org. And we love you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli about the status of the state pension fund for public workers, how it's doing, and how it's being protected during these uncertain times. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
You got to get the great deals at MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell has really reached out to you. This time he creates the radio listener square for you when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Joe P. You're going to get amazing, amazing discounts. Like Mike has lowered the price of his MyPillow slippers to 40% off with the promo code Joe P. 40% off. You've got to get the My Slippers. They are sensational. And I'll tell you, I'm not a slipper guy, and I wear the slippers all around all the time doing my chores around the house, for crying out loud. That's how comfortable they are. And now the box stores, shopping channels, you know, they Mike does not have their support. He got caught in this cancel culture business. So we give you this from Mike Lindell to you. And this is directly to you. Mike always understood the radio audience. He always appreciated you, for example, listening to the radio, because it's a direct line to you, speaking honestly and from the heart. So when he has a pillow that is regularly almost $70 for the MyPillow standard, classic standard, it's now only $19.98 with the promo code Joe P. How about that queen size? Queen size pillow, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. King size pillow, $89.98. Now what it is, you know, it's $29.98 with the promo code. Not to mention the My Slippers 40% off. 800-651-0798. This is great for Christmas. 800-651-0798. Promo code is Joe P. And go to MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener square. Exclusively there for you. The promo code is Joe P.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
You believe that, baby? 841 with Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com around the world. Proud to bring Carolyn Palmer to the airwaves. She is a friend. She is internationally acclaimed. She has sculpted so many beautiful images of the popes, of everyone, and she's doing and has done the Frank Sinatra statue that we are unveiling on Sunday in Hoboken. Carolyn Palmer is the sculptress that did this. And I said, Carolyn, why don't you, we've talked before, we're friends, and I said, why don't you jump on the show? Yeah, because this is a positive, great story from a great gal who has done so many great things. Carolyn, welcome to the show. So great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be here.
Well, it's great. The statue is just beautiful. If we could start there on the Frank Sinatra statue, what I love, you did everything right down, Carolyn, to the pinky ring. Tell us about you got the Sinatra pinky ring. That is awesome. I got to tell you. Go ahead. Yes, please tell us how that happened.
Well, the pinky ring, you know, you would see them in all the photos and everything. And I have a friend, Dawn, who said to me, gosh, that pinky ring has to be on there. So I put it on and, and then it went into the fact that, you know, Tina wanted to see it. And she sent me a ring and it was a copy. It was a copy of the ring. But I have the Sinatra crest on the top. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And Tina did. And now we're going to be in Hoboken. And by the way, I have to thank you because Carolyn Palmer, was the go-to. A shout out to our buddy, Dr. Sal, of course, in Brooklyn. Yeah. We love Dr. Sal. But Carolyn, you've done so well with this. And Leo over in Hoboken, Pellegrini, I think. Is that it? Yeah. He's helping us put it all together. We're going to have a whole big event. And tell us that the statue has been put in place, correct, in Hoboken?
Yes, it has. And yesterday, the unveiling cover was off, and some of the media have got there. And so now I'm seeing it in the papers. But, it's there. It's up, and I'll be over there in a little while, actually. I'm going back, and I have a beautiful unveiling cover made in blue, and the middle, you know, Frank's initials is S, and I have S, S, A, and he looks like Superman because it's a big S.
Wow. That
on
is
his
great.
Chest. Yeah.
So you, when you do that, and you, first of all, you sculpt, I don't even know how you started. How do you start? Do you do a miniature of your, because what you've done, and if I could go here for a second, what popes have you done? Because we see those in St. Patrick's Basilica, correct?
Yes. If you're facing, if you're on Park Avenue and facing the cathedral, in the left vestibule at the entrance are the two living popes right now. That's Pope Francis and Pope Benedict the 16th. And then if you go to the right side vestibule, those are the two deceased saints. And that's Pope John Paul II and Pope Paul VI.
And you did those. And, they are just glorious. How do you start? Carolyn, my friend, how do you start? With a miniature? I mean, what is the image you have in your... Please, yes.
Miniatures to me, to start with, that is a whole, like, it's like a lot of work. So I just dig right in. I build armatures. It's like considered like a skeleton of the body. And then I put on different kinds of foams, and then I put the clays on, and then I just carve away at the clay. And so then the clay, the clay needs a mold on top of that. And then once you have the mold, I have to do a lost wax process to make it into the bronze. And I give a PowerPoint presentation talk on this because there's about, God, I have over 100 slides to explain how a piece starts in clay and ends up in bronze.
It's just amazing because I saw the clay, and you were kind enough to send me a picture with you sculpting the clay. And do they lay the whole statue into a bronze, like a into a bronze pit? I mean, how do you bronze a statue?
Yeah, you okay, so I have the clay in my studio, and then I make a mold. You put a rubber mold over it, and the rubber mold is really what holds all the detail. And then you have the rubber mold. Yeah. On top of that, you have a mother mold, which is the plaster, and then you break off the mold, and you have to make a wax duplicate in that mold. So in other words, you make a whole nother figure of Frank in the mold. I know. And it has to be a hollow mold because all bronzes are not solid. If they were solid, they'd warp. They'd be way too heavy. Yeah. But mostly, it's because they'd warp. So then the piece has to be brought to the foundry. And then the foundry takes these hollow waxes and they dip them into vats of ceramic slurry. So I always say it's like a chocolate Easter bunny. If you know how it's hollow and a chocolate Easter bunny is kind of wax.
Good analogy. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn, off the ear.
So before we get to the event, how did you get started in that? I mean, did you just see you had a knack for it? I mean, how did you because you're internationally renowned. Everybody knows you now. And you're, by the way, I love that you're grounded and you're so grounded, such a great person that you are. I love knowing you. You're such a great gal. But how did you get started in this?
You know, as a little girl, I always loved sculpting faces, painting faces, figures in the sand in the play box. And I just felt a real passion for it. And I never knew why. And then, I went away to college for sciences and, a minor in art education. I, enjoyed some art classes. But then a fella came to me when he saw that I did life-size portraits of people. And he loved the likenesses. And he said, could you do my son? And his son was autistic. And I said, well, you'll have to come over and I'll have to take photos of him because I didn't think he could sit too long. And then he said, Carolyn, do you know somebody who could do a sculpture of a Thomas Jefferson for me? And I said, let me do it, please. And he goes, what? You're not a sculptor. I said, no. Just give me the opportunity. I'll invest in the clays. And so that was the beginning.
Yeah, just fascinating. You're going to laugh. I have a very dear friend. Family friend for many, many years, the Williams family from Pennsylvania. And Barb Williams, Ricky Williams, my buddy, and Barb is his sister. Barb went to school with you, apparently, at Wells. I have a text here and it says, hey, Joe. She was with you at Wells College. You hit a car on campus. What does that mean? Should I know about this? Can we?
Wait a second. I didn't need a car. Who's this? Who's Barb? Wait a second.
I tell you, not that you. It was. She's just busted chops, I think. But she was. Barb is with you. She sends her very, very best. You know. And hey, Carol,
I love it. I always have people calling. Oh, you gave me this ring, or you did this, or you did that. I'm like, what?
I know exactly. That's my life story. It's my life story.
You too. Hey, Carolyn,
so on this event on Sunday, before we let you go, so I'll be the master of ceremonies, and I'm wearing a tuxedo. I'm actually going all the way.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Great.
First of all, thank you for putting it all together. And Tina's going to be there, which is going to be your Tina Sinatra's coming in. Charlie Pignon's coming in from Sinatra Enterprises. John and Margo Katsimatidis will be there. We'll be covering it.
Yeah.
With our television outlet over there at John Station. So this is going to be huge. 1 o'clock in Hoboken. This is the question I'm always getting. Is the public going to be there, Carolyn? Will there be a place where the public could kind of watch this unveiling?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is open to the public, which makes me concerned that I'll be able to make my own unveiling because the traffic might be so bad. But people are, you know, invited to come to the unveiling and to see the ceremony, and it's not going to be too long, the ceremony, but I just worry about the traffic in the town. But I'm told it'll be okay. But you know that road going in, it's just a narrow road. So it starts at 1, but
I think it'll be all right. Mayor Bali will be there as well. So this is going to be great. This is going to be so exciting. And then we're going over and we're going to do a private little get together with everybody. And then we're going to celebrate at Patsy's on the Sunday night. So Carolyn, you have been the impetus in all of this. I am such an admirer. Frank Sinatra was such a hero to me, like my father was. And the fact, the respect that you have treated the family, that with your genius and your touch to bring Frank Sinatra, a statue to Hoboken, is long overdue. And we appreciate all that you're doing, Carolyn. Thanks for the great work that you're doing in this regard.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you.
And I'll see you over there. We'll see you there in Hoboken, New Jersey. Thanks, Carolyn. Take care. Carolyn Palmer right there. Internationally acclaimed sculptor. She created this great statue. I'm so excited. If you go there, I'm sure there'll be a place for the public. So people are asking, and you could come and you could watch the unveiling of the statue right there in Hoboken, New Jersey. Hey, it's 8:51. Joe on the radio, and Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slow crawl on the Grand Central eastbound, approaching the Clearview. Crash out there, blocking at least one lane. Traffic is stopped at Parsons Boulevard. Westbound side, bumper to bumper with rubbernecking delays from the Cross Island. Rough ride on the Van Wyck northbound, right after Liberty Avenue. A crash out there. That has you solid from Rockaway Boulevard. Still want to avoid Montague Street in Brooklyn Heights. Active building fire over by Hicks Street. Some extra volume on the inbound Gowanus heading over to the BQE from the Belt Merge. BQE eastbound keeps you on the brakes approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Slow go on the FDR southbound. Looks like a crash right after the Triborough. You're backed up onto the Harlem River Drive from the 3rd Avenue Bridge. Some pockets of slowdowns on the Cross Bronx westbound moving toward the Deegan from the Bronx River Parkway. Inbound looking good at the George on both the upper and lower decks. No delays heading inbound at the Lincoln. Inbound Holland will run you 15 minutes. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Jay Sekulow and crew sees outrage from the left.
The most important case involving life that's made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court since 1992. What we're hearing from the left is the outrage, but I think what that really underscores is that they're very worried about the decision.
Absolutely. I think they see the writing on the wall, and so they're going to scream as loudly as they can.
Sekulow, live, weeknights at 6, right before Kevin McCullough at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
This is important news. If you have unfiled tax returns, the IRS is shifting gears and ramping up investigations on non-filers this year. If you fail to file your tax returns for a year or more, or you owe back taxes, now's the time to call Optima Tax Relief before the IRS finds you. Optima is America's number one most trusted tax resolution firm, specializing in helping individuals, families, and businesses get right with the IRS. They're experts in the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, a powerful new program that can make resolving tax issues easier. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, Optima's award-winning team has helped thousands of people protect their paychecks, bank accounts, homes, and businesses by putting their tax problems to rest, resolving over $1 billion in tax debts for their clients. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe tells you about Relief Factor because I love you. I want you out of pain. Don't forget, I was out of pain in 5 days. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor. And you see the commercials, and you see Dr. Gorka, you see Larry Elder, myself there, and you hear everybody telling you about Relief Factor, and there's a reason for that, because it works. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor. It works for us, let me put it that way. And about 70% have gone on to order more. So if you're in pain and you'd like to get rid of pain, how do you find out if you can get rid of pain? The fairest thing that I can tell you is to try it, and for less than $20. So for $19.95, you get the 3-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. I tell you what, 5 days, my pain, boom, it dissipated, and it just went away before I knew it. And I told you, the way I knew it went out of pain is when I started bounding back up the stairs. Wouldn't you love to do that? I skip stairs, I go, whoa, hey, I'm on my knee, look at this. And again, like I always keep telling you, that I'm able to I don't do a crazy workout, you know, those days are gone, but I try to maintain, as it were, and I can maintain now thanks to a Relief Factor. I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to be able to get to know the Relief Factor folks, to tell you about Relief Factor, because I love you and I want you out of pain if you're in pain. And for less than $20, you got nothing to lose. 3-week quick start, $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or you could call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. To hear more about this offer, you got to feel the difference. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. relieffactor.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
A lot of clouds today, a little bit of sun here and there. We're going to make a run at 50. Warmer tomorrow into the 60s, although there'll be a couple of showers around, especially late in the day. And then cooler with sunshine on Sunday, upper 40s, but we go back above 50 Monday and Tuesday of next week. It's going to be mild all next week.
Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day.
Cuckoo
Thank
day.
You. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. There's the man. Joe on the radio, Greg Jarrett. We're going to get into this Jussie Smollett verdict. Can't make it up. You just plain can't make it up. Also, we have reached out to Congressman Steve Scalise, and the good congressman will join us. He represents Louisiana's 1st District. He's the House Minority Whip and a great, great patriot. He will join us coming up in the next hour. Love having you with us on AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.